This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Shahbahadur Dewa in United Kingdom to participate in the United Nations Conference on Climate Change COP26. Prime Minister Dewa to address the conference on Monday. Current session of Federal Parliament ended yesterday midnight and Saudi Arabia expels Lebanon's ambassador amid Yemen row. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Shahbahadur Dewa reached London yesterday evening en route to Glasgow, Scotland, where he will be attending the World Leaders Summit under COP26 conference. Leading a high-level delegation from Nepal to attend the summit, Prime Minister Dewa landed at London's Heathrow International Airport on a Qatar Airways flight from Kathmandu. At the airport, he was welcomed by Chair of the All Party Parliamentary Group for Nepal, Member of Parliament Birendra Sharma, and charged the affairs at the Embassy of Nepal in London, Roshan Khanal. The delegation led by Prime Minister Dewa will stay in London on Saturday and Sunday and will be busy with various meetings and programs. The 21-member Nepali delegation includes Minister for Forest and Environment Ram Sahay Prasad Yadav, Secretary at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs Bharat Raj Paudel, Forest Secretary Dr. Prem Narayan Kandel, Secretary of the National Planning Commission Kewal Prasad Bhandari, Finance Secretary Madhu Kumar Marasini, Chair of the National Nature Conservation and Conservation Fund Dr. Madhav Bahadur Karki, and other senior officials. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has assigned Home Minister Balkrishna Khant to look after the Prime Minister's portfolio. The President assigned the Prime Minister's portfolio to Minister Khant during the absence of Prime Minister, who is in the United Kingdom. Minister Khant will look after the daily administrative works handled by the Prime Minister during his absence. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has prorogued the current sessions of both the Houses of the Federal Parliament to be effective from yesterday midnight. Releasing a statement, the Secretariat of the Federal Parliament informed that the President ended the current sessions of the Federal Parliament at the recommendation of the Cabinet. The Supreme Court failed to conduct hearing yesterday as well, although Chief Justice Jolendra Samsir Jangabahadur Rana had assigned justices for hearing on 8 cases. The justices at Supreme Court have denied conducting hearing, complaining Chief Justice Rana's stake in cabinet expansion. No hearing has been conducted at the Supreme Court since Monday. The justice seekers coming from various parts of the country have been badly affected due to the stalled hearing. The Central Security Committee held a meeting yesterday and discussed entire gamut of national security. The meeting led by Acting Prime Minister and Home Minister Balkrishna Khant was held at the Home Ministry. The meeting decided to beef up security at the border points to curb the illegal entry of people to Nepal. For additional security, CCTVs would be installed and mandatory provision of bearing identity card would be put in place. Similarly, there would be effective mobilization of immigration staffs and security agencies at the border points. Moreover, the meeting decided to conduct coronavirus test at entry point itself to control the further spread of the virus in Nepal. The CPNUML has fixed the number of representatives to participate in the party's 10th General Convention. Spokesperson of the party, Pradeep Kumar Gewali, said the Central Committee meeting of the party held yesterday decided to make the number of representatives 1,999. Yesterday's meeting of the party also decided to hold the election of the representatives of the General Convention on the 13th of November. The 14th meeting of the India-Nepal Bilateral Consultative Group on Security Issues concluded in the Indian city of Bangalore yesterday. During the meeting, issues relating to mutual security concerns, training and capacity building requirements of Defence Forces of Nepal, cooperation in disaster management, among others, were discussed. The Nepali delegation was led by Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Tirtharaj Wagle, while the Indian delegation was led by Joint Secretary at the Ministry of External Affairs of India, Sri Anurag Srivastav. CPN Maui Center Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda has said that a massive change was needed to bring about reforms in the country's health sector. Addressing an interaction program in Chitwin yesterday, he said that there was a need for policy-level overhaul in the health sector. Chairman Dahal further said that old laws, rules and practices were still in practice despite political changes in the country. Chairperson of CPN Unified Socialist Madhav Kumar Nepal has said that it is not necessary to go for election of the House of Representatives at the earlier date. At a news conference organized by Gandaki Province Committee of the Federation of Nepali Journalists in Pokhara yesterday, Chairman Nepal stressed the need of holding elections of the local levels, provinces and federations at the same time rather than early elections. A total of 549 new cases of coronavirus were reported in Nepal yesterday. The Ministry of Health and Population informed that 569 people recovered from the virus infection yesterday itself. Meanwhile, 6 people died of the virus yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,388. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Saudi Arabia has ordered Lebanon's ambassador to leave within 48 hours over insulting comments by a Lebanese minister. The Saudi Kingdom has also imposed a blanket ban on all imports from Lebanon. The move comes days after remarks by Lebanon's information minister about the Saudi-led military campaign in Yemen sparked outrage in the kingdom. Lebanon's prime minister said he regretted the Saudis' decision and hoped they would reconsider. Saudi Arabia said it was recalling its envoy in Beirut for consultations. In an interview aired earlier this week but recorded in August, Lebanon's information minister George Khordahi appeared to call Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates aggressors in the war in Yemen. For 7 years, a Saudi-led military coalition has been fighting Houthi rebels in Yemen. U.S. President Joe Biden has told Francis Emmanuel Macron that the U.S. was clumsy over a security pact signed between the United Kingdom, U.S. and Australia that lost France billions. It was the first meeting between the two leaders since the AUKUS pact, which will let Australia build nuclear-powered submarines, was agreed. AUKUS caused a row in France, which lost a $37 billion deal with Australia. Macron said it was important to look to the future. The meeting between the two presidents took place at France's Vatican Embassy in Rome, Villa Bonaparte. It was part of a series of meetings between the U.S. president, world leaders ahead of the G20 summit of major economies this weekend and next week's UN climate summit, COP26, in Scotland. United Nations General Secretary Antonio Guterres has called on G20 leaders to come together to deliver solutions on climate change and the global coronavirus pandemic before a global summit on climate change. Speaking in Rome on the eve of Group of 20 summit, the UN chief called on nations to overcome dangerous levels of mistrust to avoid a climate catastrophe as well as narrow an immoral gap on the global vaccination distribution. The two-day Forum for International Economic Cooperation will bring together representatives of the world's leading economies who together account for 80% of the world's gross domestic product, paving the way for the UN Climate Change Conference. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 25 degrees Celsius and minimum of 12.5 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Shehbaz Dewar in United Kingdom to participate in the United Nations Conference on Climate Change. Prime Minister Dewar to address the conference on Monday. Current session of Federal Parliament ended yesterday midnight, and Saudi Arabia expels Lebanon's ambassador amid Yemen row. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.